Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Malaysian court rules in favor of activist accused of defamation by transnational mining company. Interview with a human rights defender who won her defamation suit and one of the lawyers of the case. The federal court, the highest court of Malaysia, unanimously dismissed an appeal filed by Rob Australian Gold Mine, a gold mining company that has sued activist Charlie Hu for defamation. Hu is part of the resistance against the company's operations in Bukit Koman, Pahang State. The court's decision of mid-February, which puts an end to the suit that started in 2013, agreed with the previous decision of the High Court and the Court of Appeals of Malaysia. Charlie is the vice chairperson of Bukit Koman Banned Cyanide Committee, created in 2006 to resist the factory that eventually began operations in 2009. The activists had been accused by the company for allegedly defaming them in two press statements where, according to the company, Charlie had linked the operations of the factory with health effects on the local population. The federal court ruled that in one of the cases, the words of the defendant to the press were not defamatory, and in the second case, the company could not even prove that Shirley had made that statement in the first place. This is what lawyer Jessica Binwani, one of the legal advisors of the case, said to Real World Radio in an interview conducted by her colleague Pava Lingam of Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific.
The reason why Shirley won at the High Court and the Court of Appeal was because Rao Australian Gold Mining failed to prove their case against Shirley. There were two statements involved. On the first statement, they failed to prove that the statement was defamatory. This was the statement where she announced the results of the survey at a press conference. So the court held that the statement was not defamatory. She was merely announcing the results of the survey, and they failed to see how those words could be read in a defamatory sense, in a sense that was defamatory of the company. The second statement, the company couldn't even prove that she made the statement. They sued her for what was reported in an article which was written by a reporter. They didn't know what exactly she said, and therefore they could not verify nor quote her exact words.
The organizations Abad Alam Malaysia, SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, supported the defendant in this defamation suit and the Banned Cyanide in Coal Mining Action Committee and welcomed the court's decision. SAM also highlighted some part of the arguments of the Court of Appeal, supported by the federal court, where it stated that the groups of activists have contributed much to the general well-being of society at large and highlighted the concepts of transparency, accountability, and freedom of speech. Also, in the interview with Real World Radio conducted by Teva, Shirley said she welcomed the court's decision because people who have been oppressed for over a decade have finally succeeded in defending our rights to tell the truth. She also thanked SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, Friends of the Earth International, and other networks for supporting them throughout the case that lasted 6 years.
We are rejoiced because the people who had been oppressed for over a decade have finally succeeded in defending our rights to tell the truth. We would like to thank all NGOs, to especially Greenpeace and Lifeline, Friends of the Earth International, as well as the public who have given us support and solidarity all this while. We are extremely grateful and indebted to Sahabat Alam Malaysia, who has been providing their guidance and support to us since day one. They had kindly arranged the field visit of leading American scientist Dr. Glenn C. Miller, who has written an independent review of the EIA report. Besides that, Sahabat Alam Malaysia also provided us legal advice on pro bono basis. We can't thank the legal team enough for walking down this tough journey with us. Last but not least, all the villagers who stand behind the committee. This victory belongs to all of you.
Meanwhile, Binwani highlighted that one of the most important legal principles that came out of this case is freedom of speech.
But aside from the principles of law that was decided in this case, the important principle that actually came out, which will be a precedent for future cases, is that the court emphasized the freedom of speech and emphasize the right of individuals to speak up in the public interest on matters that involve public health and the environment. And this is a huge step forward for the laws of defamation and for the freedom of speech in this country.
Binwani also made reference to other important features of the legal case.
One other principle that the federal court settled in this case was that in this particular case, the Rauk Australian Gold Mining sued 5 different people in 5 different suits. And then when they managed to get an apology from someone in one of the suits, they tried to use it against Shirley in this particular suit, saying that since somebody else has apologized for the statement, has agreed that it's defamatory, it is binding on Shirley, and therefore they need not prove their case. The court said no such thing. You file 5 cases, you have to prove all your 5 cases individually. So a litigant cannot file cases and then hope that one case is decided in their favor and use that decision against the other party. So each case has to be proven on its own facts individually. And that's a really very important decision in terms of, in cases especially where such a procedure is utilized by companies to intimidate and to harass people and to make it look like they have a huge claim and actually they're unable to prove their claim.
Legal action as a resort to silence organized resistance. Company Rauk Australian Gold Mine in Malaysia, subsidiary of the British Peninsular Gold Limited, started in 2008 to build a gold leaching plant with cyanide use to obtain gold in the Malaysian village of Bukit Koman, Rauk District, Pahang State, 2 hours away by land from the capital Kuala Lumpur. In February 2009, the corporation started its operations, and from that moment on, the population started to suffer skin allergies, eye and breathing problems, among other conditions. In a solidarity mission held by Friends of the Earth International in Bukit Koman in October 2014, while Real World Radio was present, Shirley herself and human rights defender Tan Hui Chin, member of the Kuala Lumpur Selangor Chinese Assembly Hall, denounced that during the first and second month of mining operations, there were over 300 claims filed by inhabitants with health issues. In 2010, a university was commissioned to do a health study, but strangely, the results were never known. It was then that the Banned Cyanide Committee and support groups carried out their own study in 2012 with 383 volunteers from Bukit Koman. The results were ready in June and concluded that 50% of the people had respiratory issues and 40% suffered eye problems and allergies. They then decided to organize a press conference in Kuala Lumpur to announce the findings and call the attention of the authorities. The goal was at least to study the situation in detail. They wanted to know if the health effects were somehow caused by the work at the plant. After the participation of Shirley and other activists in this activity, Rauk Australian Gold Mine filed defamation lawsuits against several activists. Lawyer Binwani explains it.
This defamation suit arose from statements made by Shirley, who was the vice president of the Banned Cyanide Committee from Bukit Koman. And Shirley made a statement to the press about a survey that had been carried out by the residents regarding problems that the residents had experienced, health problems after the factory started operations. So she merely reported the results of the survey to bring the matter to the attention of the authorities. Rauk Australian Gold Mining sued Shirley as well as 2 other office bearers of the committee for the statements made by them associating the company with the health problems that the people were facing.
Some of them apologized to avoid the legal cases, but Shirley preferred not to do so because she was certain that she hadn't done anything wrong and that the community demands were fair. She said back then to Real World Radio, "We are fighting for rights. It's everyone's right to live in a safe place. I don't see we have done anything wrong," and stated that the company brought to court ordinary women like us just because we speak our truth, and time proved her right. Ideas and conviction, the defense of rights as a banner. Rauk Australian Gold Mine closed a while back their factory in Bukit Koman. However, the people who oppose them still have a lot to do. Now, the Banned Cyanide in Gold Mining Action Committee and SAM, among other organizations, demand that the government orders the company to clean up the operation zone and to rehabilitate the old mine. Mining was fundamental for local economy until the 1960s-1970s. Shirley made reference to the current demands.
The government should ban the use of cyanide in gold mining as it is a lethal chemical compound that is detrimental to public health and the environment. Secondly, pending the enactment of legislation against cyanide used in gold mining, the relevant authorities should strictly impose adequate buffer zone to minimize the risk to public health. Meanwhile, the government should review all mining licenses that allow the use of cyanide in the gold extraction process. We are still demanding the relevant authorities to order RIGM to clean up the contaminated area left behind by them, as required by the mining lease conditions under the Pahang Mineral Enactment.
Meanwhile, Binwani highlighted that what was impressive in this case was Shelley's determination to keep the struggle.
But Shelley refused to give up. And what was so impressive about this case was the way the residents fought all the way from 2008 when they first filed their judicial review, which went all the way to the federal court and they lost. And then these cases were taken against them, these defamation suits were taken against them, and they just kept fighting. And Shelley led the way to keep the fight going. And it's amazing, the spirit, the fortitude, the courage of the people is the most amazing in this case, to the point that now the factory has shut down and they are still fighting for the cleanup of the factory because that it still affects them as villagers. For me, that was the most amazing thing about doing this case. The most significant experience that I had was working with an amazing group of people who refused to give up no matter what the odds were.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by Fo Wai.